This is an untitled Tumblr fic wherein Bucky Barnes embroiders things. An Avengers movie verse fanfic set post Captain America the Winter Soldier, written by Waldorf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 for language and contains the pairing Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers. Anonymous asked, what if, like, Bucky's therapist encourages him to pick up a hobby that has absolutely nothing to do with espionage, etc., like embroidery or cross-stitch or macrame, and he just leaves these intricate pieces of embroidery all over the Avengers Tower, and then Tony interprets Bucky's addiction as, like, a serious cry for help, and freaks out when he finds a macrame Iron Man on top of his dresser. They all think it's a new hobby, and Steve lets them. But Bucky's been able to do a mean cross-stitch since before Steve met him. Said he learned it from his mother. And then it was something to bring in extra money, and then it had been applied to sewing the rest of the howlers up. So Steve just buys threads and needles and listens to Bucky bitch about synthetics. Steve swears Bucky learns the internet just to buy his precious thread. And if Bucky thinks Steve isn't going to make fun of him for that from here to Kingdom Come, he's got another thing coming. And then Clint shows Bucky something from Etsy. And all Steve knows is he's got a pillow that says, fuck you, and a hand towel that says, punk, and somehow Dummy ended up with a bib that says, smartest one in the room, that seems to have Tony torn between being infuriated and deeply, deeply amused. You can sell those, Clint points out helpfully one day. And then there's a goddamn Etsy shop full of beautiful, delicately done, incredibly profane cross-stitch. So you can start paying rent now, Steve says, when Bucky crows about how much it's making. It's a lot. It's way more than it should be. Bucky turns wide, wounded eyes on him.
But I thought you said not to worry about it.
Oh, Christ, Steve mutters.
I thought you said that while I was in recovery. Fuck. That I shouldn't worry. That I should focus on my hobbies and getting better and... Oh, please stop. Sim's going to walk in the door and think I'm actually re-traumatizing you. This is making me happy.
Fine! Steve groans, throwing his hands up. I'll just keep you in the manner to which you become accustomed, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great,
Bucky says easily. And if he thinks Steve misses the sly smile he shoots at Natasha, who is clearly in the doorway only to observe how incredibly whipped Steve is, well, he's a moron. The end.